up, y'all? What it do? Come on in. Come on through. Pull out your notebooks, your blue pens. Take your shoes off. What's up, guys? It's your favorite host, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul. And I'm back with another message, okay? So listen. I know sometimes, like, it's easier to worry about, you know, getting that job, or worry about, you know, a case, worry about, you know, your health, worry about getting that bill paid, worry about whatever, okay? But if you have done every single thing that you possibly can, or worry about being late for work, that's a good one, okay? If you're already late, do not speed to hurry up and get there. You're already late. There's a reason that you are late. There is a reason that you're on the path that you're on. There's a reason why things are happening the way that they're happening. And even though they're happening the way that they're happening, and it might look like chaos at the end of the day and at the beginning, you are being divinely guided and taken care of. And sometimes, you know, we just want to worry. And I know it sounds crazy, because y'all probably like, Mama K, I do not want to worry. I do not want to stress. I do not want to be thinking about this, this, and that. But in all actuality, you do want to worry. Because a lot of the times we want to stick to the same story that we've already told, because we know that story so well. And this comes with, like, you know, people saying, oh, I can't do this because, you know, or I'm worried about this because this, and this has happened to me before, and I already know this and this, and da, 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 da. Like, calm down, relax, because there might be something that you didn't learn from the last time, or, you know, other people put their fear into you, so now you're worried that something is not going to go your way, but their story is not your story. All right, and if you've been tapped in, tuned in, and listening to these podcast episodes, and you're a part of the village, and if you're listening from YouTube and you like, share, and subscribed, you already know how we get down, okay? We're not bringing our old life into our new life, you guys. So if you don't want to worry, if you don't want to stress, you should be practicing deep mindful breaths like we do. You should be taking the time to meditate for 5 to 10 minutes like we do. It can be a freaking chaotic mess happening outside, but if you are a part of this village, you know that we are proactive in knowing and resting assured that whatever is going to happen is going to happen. If I'm already late, then I'm already late. I'm not about to stress myself. I'm not. If I don't have enough for that bill, I just don't have enough for that bill. I hope y'all understand where I'm coming from. You know, if it just didn't work out, you know, why he not calling me? Why she not calling me? Why he not? Why this? Look, because it wasn't meant. Like, stop worrying about them. Stop tripping over them. We don't do no tripping over here, honey. Okay? Big Mama K says so. But a lot of the times we want to stick to the same story because we know that story so well, you know, but in all actuality, we have the power and the freedom to create the life that we dream of and that we deserve. So we have to surrender our fears, surrender our problems, our issues, and our worries. And I know it's easier said than done, because I have literally been practicing laying my fears, my anxieties, my depressions, everything at the feet of the Most High, at the feet of the Holy Spirit, you know, surrendering and allowing myself to be divinely guided, you know. But things just don't be looking like we think they're gonna look, you know, like it just doesn't turn out the way that we expect. Or, you know, like you might finally meet the woman of your dreams or the man of your dreams, and they're not what you expected. They're not who you expected. Or, you know, you might get a payment out of nowhere in your sleep. 3 payments in 1 day. It don't come how you expect it to come. but pay attention to what is happening and give more attention to that. Be more grateful for that. Show more gratitude for that, because it's going to continue to bless you, especially if you've been sowing seeds, especially if you've been tithing, even if you don't go to church, you know? So, you know, I know it's so much easier to worry about how stuff is going to get done, but when we're worrying, it's because we don't have faith. We can't put our hands on it. As long as you're doing everything that is in your, you have already done, you know, crossed your list off of everything that you can do, you can done. You're good. Allow, surrender, relax, enjoy the fruits of your labor. If you've been working hard, take some time to relax, take some time to chill. Allow yourself to stop worrying or stop running away from your PTSD, your problems. It's a lot of y'all's time period where you need to sit down and face the fears. Sit down and journal through the moments in your life that really hurt you, that really took people from you, or whatever might have happened. Because once you finally catch that wave of surrendering, of being able to submit and be submissive to the Most High, to the Holy Spirit, to God, the universe, whoever you pray to, you just become so relaxed. Certain things can't trigger you anymore. Sometimes they do, and you gotta figure out, like, okay, why is this happening? Why I want to snap her neck? Why I want to snap his neck, you know? Or why am I so anxious? Why am I getting worried? Sometimes it's, you know, still things that we don't see, or we think we overlooked, or whatever. And we got to do the inner work. We got to get wealthy on the inside, not just on the outside, because that could be gone at any moment. It could all be snatched up. So allow yourself to be relaxed and be carried on with divine timing, divine movement. You're not meant to know every move. And when God tells you to sit your ass down sometimes, excuse my language, when God tells you to sit your behind down sometimes, you need to do that. You need to be able to relax and rest and allow yourself to just be. Stop running away from problems. Stop running away from issues. Stop running away from the depression, the thoughts that come back in your mind from your childhood. Get you a journal, write about it, pray about it, cry about it, snot nose about it. Let it come out, let it come up, let it go through your thoughts and release it. Grow through it, not around it. It's going to keep haunting you, okay? God forgives you for all that you might have done, so you need to do so. And also work on forgiving others too, okay? But I appreciate y'all being here and listening and tapping in and tuning in and growing with the tribe, with the village. If you're here still listening, I want you to like or share or subscribe wherever you're listening from, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Anchor. Share it with a friend. You know, you never know who's going and growing through the same things that you are. So share it with somebody, screenshot it, you know, send it around, post me on your story and tag me so I can share you. And just be great today. Let three people know that you're grateful for them. Show somebody love and put more thought into having an impact on this world rather than, you know, the income. That's what a lot of people be stressing about. Never running out of money. Don't make that your God. Don't make that your God. Chase the spirit more, and all the rest will just come to you. All right? But I love y'all. Mm-hmm. Thank you for tuning in. Tap back in with me daily or weekly whenever the messages come, okay? Make sure you're following me on all platforms at Mama K's Place. Get your merchandise, get your epoxy products, and have a great day, okay? See you later. Bye.